You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Thanks, Morales. All right, you guys didn't do slam dunk contest yesterday when I was gone.
No, we did not.
So do you know who the participants of the slam dunk contest are?
I know our
are?
Boy Greg Jaime Jaquez
That's
is in
right.
it.
That's right, Jaime Jaquez Jr.
I know my favorite, Mac McClung, is going to be there.
Mac McClung will be there.
Highest paid player in the NBA, Jalen Brown's going to be there.
All right, so if you know who I'm talking about. But then the other person, you know who the last one is? There's only four.
I'm trying to think. Who is the fourth
I don't
one?
Know.
Who is the fourth?
I haven't heard.
Oh, okay, good. So that's something you don't know. Great. Jacob Toppin is going to be.
Oh, yeah, Jacob Toppin.
Not Obi.
Not
his
Obi.
Brother.
His yeah. brother, Jacob Toppin.
Okay.
So of those four, first of all, is this something that you are going to watch now because of these four? And is it actually, are these exciting names for you?
All right, let me say it again. I'll do it quickly. I have the solution for the slam dunk contest, and everybody I run this by says, why don't they do that? What they need to do is they hit, well, there's 30 teams in the NBA. All 30 teams should have their own dunk contest open to anybody, not just NBA players, open to anybody. And at halftime of games, you do your you go to parks, you go to Venice Beach where Mason lives, you go to Manhattan Beach where I live. You have a dunk contest anybody can enter. You narrow it down to 10 finalists, and the 10 finalists at halftime of regular season games, you get one. Okay, you pick one team. Lakers have a representative. Clippers have a representative. And then you narrow it down until you have two people from the public, and put them in with the four people, Greg, and everybody be rooting for the people that
sure.
work their way up. And the NBA says, we don't want to do that because we use it as a showcase to feature our players.
Well,
but
right.
the fans would love it. The fan.
Here's
go.
Here's the
Have you
problem.
Ever seen a dunk contest?
Oh
like
yeah, the crazy
three-on-three tournament like we used to have at LA Live. The dunks are insane.
But here's the problem: why would an NBA player want to participate and know they're going to lose to a really flashy
because
playground
they might
player?
Not lose, and I'm giving $1 million to the winner.
That makes it sure. That makes it.
And
I
by the way, it's not a fan vote. It's a judge. It's like Dr. J and Shaq. It's five.
Yeah, right.
It's five
exactly.
Hall of Famers picking them. Greg, let the public in on it, and the thing will take off. Four no-name NBA players. Well, Jalen Brown's not a no-name.
No.
But three NBA players and Jalen Brown. It's not.
The only two things I watch on All Star Weekend, are the slam dunk contest and the 3-point shot.
I don't know why you watch.
I watch this. I never watch the game. The game is absolutely
the game's
stupidity.
The worst part of the weekend.
It's
by the
terrible.
Way, Michael's got the solution for the game.
Oh yeah.
$12 million into a pot. You get like the corporate sponsors. $12 million in a pot. Winning team, each player gets $1 million. Losing team, nothing. They'll play hard then.
Yeah, they will.
Probably will. And by the way, Mac McClung is not really an NBA player.
Well, he's in the G League. But He has played NBA games.
But he's basically public, too.
He was in the slam dunk contest
he won it last
before
year.
And was really, really
he
good.
Won. He won it last
yeah.
year.
Yeah, yeah.
So well, that's why he's back.
Yeah. yeah.
So what's up, that, Drew?
And Jaime Jaquez is going to win just because he's a Bruin.
Hey, they're getting better, Greg.
Excellent.
7 out of 8. Yeah. UCLA,
thoughtful
very quietly starting
call.
To figure it out.
It's 6 out of 7, 4 in a row, and they lost to Arizona when they shouldn't have.
Yep.
Is it March yet?
Good
Almost.
Point.
Almost.
Is this you, Greg, or somebody else?
No, someone else.
All right. I'm going to take it in. Greg, you're right.
All right, Laura, what do you got?
All right, guys. So we've talked about this before, polyamory, and I noticed that there's a show called Couple to Throuple. It
yes.
is basically a four couples, and they're kind of discovering if they're going to do this or not, and they face different challenges. So my question is to you guys, are you guys in on watching this show?
It Ireland? Just came out. This sounds what like it's right
think?
Up your alley.
Of course I'm going to watch
it. It's
this
on
show.
Peacock, so it's part
it
of that
is.
Whole
oh,
thing.
God, that, yeah, Laura, this sounds like it's right up the alley of that show where – what was that show where the naked people and they –
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
No,
naked
no.
and afraid. No.
No, no, no.
It
was
naked
real
attraction.
Instinct.
Oh,
something.
Naked
basic
attraction.
Instinct.
Yeah, naked
yeah.
attraction
oh,
or whatever.
Yeah.
It was.
Oh,
the worst
awful.
Show ever.
Awful.
That was so bad.
The only way I can tell if Couple to Throuple is the worst show ever is to watch it, right?
Sure.
So 100% I'm watching it.
Now, I actually know someone who
is a throuple.
Is a throuple.
Oh.
And
don't
all
we
three
all?
People are willing
it is,
participants.
It is a dude and two women.
Okay.
They've been together for 5 or 6 years now.
Wow.
And they exist very comfortable. Like, it just works for them.
Can I give you guys – you guys are going to love
Why
this.
Why wouldn't it?
I one
Why wouldn't it? For, yeah.
I one time brought this idea up to Lisa.
No.
Oh, no, you didn't.
No, can't do okay. that. In no no
for a menage.
Yeah. So in like
for a thruple.
Like how Laura just, no, how Laura just brought it up. Like
yeah.
Hey, if, look at this show, couple to thruple, blah, blah blah or something. And Lisa looks at me, and looks right at me, and goes, "Honey, you barely have enough energy to handle me. How do you think a thruple's gonna go?"
You just said no on the radio, by the way.
Yeah. And I went, you know, that's true.
True. That's true. Yeah.
You barely have enough energy to handle me. How do you think a thruple's gonna go?
No, I can barely keep one person happy. I don't need a third.
That was her point.
Yeah, exactly.
Ouch. I'm all in. I'll watch it.
All right. Burton's like, yeah, I'm in.
All right, who's next?
What's up, fool?
All right, guys, I got one for you. So I had a couple other things. We came into the studio today, and Spectrum Sportsnet's got Kobe's last game on right now before the ceremony.
Yeah.
And it brought back all these memories. And his last game, I think, was my favorite memory of Kobe's career. And Laura and I were talking about it, was crying in college watching it. Mm-hmm. What is your guys' favorite game, like specific game from Kobe that just sticks out to you?
Well, you were at all of them, John.
Yeah. That is my favorite game that I have ever broadcasted. Greg, you were there that night.
Yes,
you actually you did yeoman's work that night. I gave Greg a wireless microphone and a pair of headset, and I literally, this was my edict to him. Go find anybody famous and get them.
Yeah.
And you got like 10 people. I actually used to think you got Jack Nicholson, but you told me that it was not true.
I did you get didn't. Jack Nicholson. So, but it just, he never actually got on the radio because he thought that I was interviewing. He put the headset on his knee.
He just didn't understand. Okay.
Yeah, he just didn't understand.
Yeah.
It's like, I'll always remember, he goes, great interview.
Yeah. But so that's my favorite game that I've ever done. But if I was going to put a Kobe game in a time capsule, last game of the 2004 season in Portland, just type in Kobe Portland buzzer beaters if you've never seen it.
Is that Ruben Patterson?
Yeah. He hit two impossible shots. One three-pointer to send the game to overtime, and then in double overtime with the Lakers down two, he hit a circus three to win it.
Yeah.
That's the best Kobe game I can remember. I was a sideline guy then, so you'll see me running onto the court after that to interview him. But that's my favorite Kobe memory. But my favorite Kobe game, Brian, is the same as yours.
Yeah.
His 60-point game, because it just came out of nowhere.
Yeah, mine also. I got to do pregame and postgame for the Kobe's final game. And, in fact, O'Shea Jackson Jr. was one of the people that was on the post game. It was just really, really. And that,
by
that
the way, today is the closest thing to that.
Yeah, right. Because all the stars converged on what was then Staples Center for Kobe's last game. It was like a revival, right? Everybody came in for
it. And the streets were just packed was a parade.
And we just, you know? I mean, and you, as you were calling the game, I was sitting there in headphones, and we were looking back and forth, and I was like, what? How is it?
Yeah,
he's at 40. He's at 50.
I think 60. I said during the call, and we replay it every year on August 24th. We replay the last like 7 or 8 minutes of the game. And I think at one point I say, if this was a movie script and I turned it into Hollywood, no one would believe it.
Yeah.
It was just every shot he took was going in. And we were hoping, he started 0 for 5 in that game, Brian, and we were hoping that he would get 30. We
think,
you know, 30 in Kobe's final game would be cool.
Amazing.
And to get 60, I don't think it'll be broken in our lifetimes. I don't think anybody will ever score 60 points
in their final game.
Final
yeah.
game.
So that's probably my favorite game, too. But I think that the games are, what would it be, 1998 against Utah? Is that when he was missing an airballing shot?
Missed three in a row.
Yeah,
I was at that game, too.
Yeah, if he doesn't do that, I don't think he becomes who he is. Like that pushed him to get better, and that started the whole Mamba mentality and who he became. So I think that game was very important for him.
They're walking off the court, and I was the sideline guy back then, and so I'm walking behind him. And if you can go back and look at that, and Shaq puts his arm around Kobe after he airballed those three shots, and he goes, "I want you to remember how this feels, because it'll drive you moving forward."
And it did.
And Shaq was right.
Yeah. I also think one of the emblazoned moments is when he did tear his Achilles, and then he went out and shot the free throws and made them.
Oh, it's amazing.
It's amazing.
Just hobbling.
Yeah, hobbling to the
Paul
line
Pierce
and just making those shots.
Paul Pierce is getting into
a wheelchair when he had indigestion.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I think there's a story out there that said that when that happened, Gary Vitti went onto the floor. Okay, you have it?
Yeah, Gary Vitti have went that exact story. We'll do it. We'll do it coming up. I'll save the story. We'll do it coming up.
Yeah, and also coming up, we'll play a tribute Shaq's going to do tonight on TNT.
Yeah.
They leaked it to us talking about Kobe. That's really cool.
All right. It is 2/8/24. It is a day to celebrate the life and the legacy of Kobe Bryant. They unveiled the statue today at 3:30. We'll have it for you live here. We're at the Nixo Lounge at the East Central Hotel. 710 710 ESPN.
All right, let me tell you about one of our favorite partners, Mirror Audio Video. You can keep chanting Kobe if you want. I know, it doesn't bother me. Mirror Audio Video has been serving LA sports fans for more than 40 years. Isaac and Roy and the team at Mirror can deliver for you products and services that others just don't offer. Cutting-edge home automation from Crestron, Lutron, and Control 4. You want to have one-touch control over everything? From your pool to your lights to your window shades, Mirror is the place. Better, faster Wi-Fi, gotta be Mirror. Plus, and we can't stress this enough, world-class customer service. You know when you call some big company and they put you in phone jail? Not gonna happen with Mirror. Try it right now. Try it. 310-234-4010. Isaac Arroyo, pick up the phone. Here's the number again. 310-234-4010. Tell them Mason Ireland sent you. They'll hook you up for sure. That's Mirror Audio Video in Westwood.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
And we are live at the Nixo Lounge at the East Central Hotel. We're right across the street from LA Live, getting ready for the unveiling ceremony of the Kobe statue. And downtown is just alive, man. There are so many people down here, so many 8 jerseys, so many 24, so many Kobe jerseys everywhere.
Yeah, and it's starting to fill up.
Yep.
And so if you're on your way to the game, get down here because the ceremony's at 3:30 in about an hour, and after that the game. But if you're trying to get down here, it's going to be crowded. So leave yourself time.
You know who is a gigantic Kobe fan and a gigantic Lakers fan is our friend Dr. Robert Clapper.
It's about time, Doc.
What's up, Doc?
It's about time.
So nice to hear your voice. Oh, so nice.
How are ya?
How are you?
So, Dr. Clapper, you have been a Laker fan from the beginning. I mean, there's a picture of you doing surgery on Wilt. That's how long you have been tied to the Laker, hanging up at the station. Where does Kobe rank? And by the way, there is not a wrong answer to this question. If you say Kareem, if you say Kobe, if you say Jerry West, if you say Elgin Baylor, where does Kobe rank in your Laker fandom, Dr. Clapper, of the list of greatest Lakers of all time?
He is number one. No offense to Magic Johnson and no offense to Wilt Chamberlain, because we all took the energy to do the best we possibly could. Remember those ads, Be Like Mike, Michael Jordan? But
yeah.
It got to be a better drive for all of our lives, whether you're a plumber, an electrician, an IT person, or an orthopedic surgeon like myself. We all wanted to be and give the work ethic and the Mamba mentality that Kobe Bryant taught us.
I think you just summed up the Mamba mentality sentence really well. Yeah, is that, Mace, you were talking about this earlier. It's no matter what you do, you could use it.
Yeah, I mean, I hear it all the time. I'm attacking this job with a Mamba mentality. I'm learning Spanish with a Mamba mentality. I'm doing the work, because that's the one thing about Kobe. Never, ever got outworked, right, Doc?
Exactly. I interviewed Gary Vee on the Weekend Warrior show in the past, and I asked him, what was it like to be the trainer for the Showtime Lakers, for Kobe and Shaq? What is it that you learned as a trainer for these world-class athletes? And he said, Gary Vee, Dr. Clapper, talent is overrated. That's what I learned. I learned that there are so many players, they could jump out of the gym, but very few of them could become champions. And the reason Kobe is Kobe and the reason he's a 5-time champion is because of focus. Here he is with a blown up ankle. His foot is in the freezer, and he's looking at tape of the game. His focus, and that's what all of us can do, and that's what Kobe taught us, and that is why this statue on this day is so important.
You know, it's funny, you were talking about you had Gary Vee on the Weekend Warrior. One of Gary's best friends is a guy named Chip Schaefer, who was the Bulls trainer. Mm-hmm. And then when when Phil Jackson came to the Lakers, he brought Chip with him, and they kind of they gave Chip the title of athletic performance coordinator, and Chip and Vee were friends, so they worked together for that whole title run under Phil. And Chip told me once that, and Dr. Clapper, this kind of backs up what you were saying, that Michael Jordan was as good at playing hurt as anybody he had ever seen, but he hated it. Kobe reveled in it. If you told Kobe that he had a sprained ankle and he couldn't go, Kobe would go, really? Well, I'll show you. And he would go out and drop 40 on somebody. And there's a difference between being able to do something and reveling in it.
Yeah.
I mean, like, looking at it as an opportunity. And that's what Kobe used to do. And that's why it's you're right, Doc. Having this statue now is going to be a reminder to so many people in Los Angeles that anything is possible.
Hey, last thing for you, Doc. It hurts when I do this. What should I do?
Get your Mamba mentality, Steve Mason. You
that's
can
right.
do it.
Yeah. There you go.
Doc, it has been too long since we talked to you. It's great to reconnect and look forward to talking to you again soon, man. Have a great 2-8-24, Dr. Clapper.
Thank you both, John Ireland, Steve Mason. You guys are the best in L.A., and we're honored to have you.
Thank you, Doc. That's very nice. Thank you. We'll talk to you soon.
Okay.
So, you know who else is a gigantic Lakers fan? Jacob Imrani.
Well, as big as they come. Jacob will be there tonight.
He is a crazy Lakers fan. And if you are injured in any kind of accident, you've been through a traumatic incident, and your body's trying to cover, your mind is racing, you got to see a doctor, there's long, confusing phone calls. Here's the thing. What you want is Jacob on your side. You should take it easy. Do not stress. Let Jacob deal with the rest. A lot of attorneys say they'll fight for you. Call Jacob. He'll win for you. 844-24-JACOB. That's 844-24-JACOB. Or visit calljacob.com. Make sure you're following Call Jacob on Instagram. Go to @call.jacob for great advice and prizes and more.
Tonight's game can be seen on Spectrum Sportsnet. And for what it's worth, Spectrum Sportsnet is going to cover the statue dedication in its entirety, and we are going to carry that at 3:30. So you can watch the game tonight on Spectrum, or if you prefer, you can watch it on TNT. And Shaquille O'Neal is working for TNT. And they have put together this tribute for Kobe that will air tonight, but we've got it, and we're going to share it with you now. Shaq describing the career of Kobe Bryant. Check it out.
How do you get an NBA statue? You need to win.
The Chicago Bulls have won their sixth NBA championship. The Lakers are the world champion.
You need to change the game.
The new king of scoring has ascended his throne.
One of the most unguardable shots in the NBA.
And you need to be monumental.
Shaquille O'Neal is so powerful.
Kobe Bryant checks every box.
What did I just see?
Kobe Bryant is hitting the shot at the buzzer!
The Lakers are champions again.
Five-time champion. 18-time All-Star. The face of the Lakers for two decades. He was the most competitive player I've ever seen. And the best teammate I ever had. Now he joins basketball royalty with an official shrine in L.A. Let this statue make one thing clear. Kobe Bryant is forever.
He's not wrong in anything.
And by the way, Kobe and Shaq, of course, broke up professionally.
Yeah.
And then, thank God, made up before he died.
Yeah.
And you were arguing yesterday, we were talking about whether or not Kim Mulkey should go to Brittany Griner's statue dedication. You were the only one who said, yeah, they should bury the hatchet and go. That's why you bury the hatchet.
Right.
I mean, I went the other way on that topic. But Shaq and Kobe obviously had a very public breakup.
Yeah.
And they fixed it.
Yeah.
And now, and Shaq talks about that a lot, that now that Kobe's gone, Shaq was literally in tears on TNT the day after Kobe died, and they took their show, and they were sitting at Staples Center at the time in a dark arena with four director's chairs, Ernie, Charles, Shaq, and Kenny. And Shaq was in tears because he couldn't believe he was gone.
Right.
And at one point, they couldn't be in the same room together.
Yeah.
So things can change.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, so we are live at the Nixo Lounge at the East Central Hotel. We're getting ready for the unveiling of the Kobe statue at Star Plaza. I've actually got a Mamba mentality story. I found this from Gary Vitti. We'll do that coming up next. Then we got Game of Games. Cappy and Shadano are going to be here for some crosstalk in about 20 minutes or 25 minutes, something like that. And then they're going to carry through the ceremony and all that stuff leading up to pregame with Slee. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
All right, if you're sore anywhere from being active, if you went hiking, you played golf, you played tennis, you played pickup basketball, what you worked out, whatever it is, you're sore, and you're somebody like me that uses ice, I've got a smarter way to ice, and it's courtesy of IceBod Active, I-C-E-B-O-D, active.com. Go to that website, IceBodActive.com. You'll see my buddy James Worthy there, the Lakers Hall of Famer, one of the owners of the company. James will explain how this works. They've got a testimonial from a doctor and testimonial from a bunch of people who have already used it. I've used this. Mason has used this. What it is, it's a compression shirt, and they have compression pants, and they have slots in the shirts and the pants where you slide in ice-cold gel packs. So instead of sitting around with ice bags on your knees for 20 minutes when you can't do anything else, you put on these compression shirts and pants, and you go about your day. IceBod Active gets you that cold, gets you that ice, and you can do whatever you're doing. You can walk around. You can go to the store. You can do laundry, all that stuff. Check it out. Trust me. You will feel better if you use IceBodActive.com. I hope it works as well for you as it did for me. Check it out today, IceBod Active, IceBodActive.com.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
All right, and it is Super Week on 710. Thanks to our friends at Islands for helping make sure we've got Super Squares. Listen for your cue to call. You can get two squares on the Islands Super Board and win great prizes, gift cards from Islands, all kinds of stuff. Islands Restaurants, your local paradise. So I came across, we're going to talk about the statue in a minute here. But I came across this story Lakers Daily sent it out. They aggregated this. And this is what Gary Vitti said about what happened after Kobe tore his Achilles.
Okay.
He says, it was fairly obvious he ruptured his Achilles. He literally told me on the court that he reached back and tried to pull it back down. To this day, I don't even understand what that means. It's not like it rolls up your leg. Maybe it felt that way to him. I said, it doesn't work that way, Kobe. Then he said, yeah, I figured that out. I tried to walk on my heel and see if I can play that way. Nobody has ever said that to me either. Here's a guy who knows he ruptured his Achilles, but he's trying to figure out how he can stay on the court. He said, can we go back in the back and tape it up, and I'll finish the game? And Gary Vitti looked at him and said, no, it doesn't work that way either, Kobe.
I said the same thing on the air.
Yeah.
I said, you know, he's used to playing in pain. I told the Chip Schaefer story.
Yep.
I said, maybe. And Michael rightfully
yes.
said, Ireland, He's not God.
Yes.
And
Kind of is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I went, he goes, I can't even, Michael couldn't even believe he made the free throws.
Oh, the free throw. It's amazing that you went and made the free throw. And he's still trying to play. All right, so the statue is going to be unveiled today at 3:30 at Star Plaza.
Right over there. You can see the tent.
Oh, yeah, we can see the tent. There it is. So, and we're all gathered at the Knicks-O Lounge. Giordano and Cappy are going to be here in a little while as we celebrate and honor Kobe Bryant today. Here's the question, and we don't know. We have no idea what that statue is going to look like. None of us do. Right?
I don't.
Okay.
No. Yeah. So people think I should. I swear to God, I don't know.
So let's speculate what we think it's going to look like.
All right, let me go first. Okay. There is a famous Andy Bernstein picture.
Yep.
After Game 7 of the Lakers-Celtics series in 2010, the Lakers win the title,
mm-hmm.
and Kobe leaped on the scorer's table.
Yeah, it's amazing.
And stuck up five fingers for five rings, and he's got his arms out like this.
It's a good one. It's a good one.
I think it could be that. But the weird thing about this is you guys make your predictions, you really can't go wrong here.
Yeah,
if you got him shooting a jumper, that's appropriate. You got him dunking. He won the dunk contest his second year in the league. You got him just standing there with his hands on his knees because he played so much. That would work. You got what about Gigi?
Yes.
What if you involved Gigi in the statue?
That absolutely
would work.
Could be there, yeah.
So I have one that I think you can incorporate Gigi into it. So because I would love to have Gigi just in there with him in some way, but I don't think it's going to be that way. I think it's going to be about his Laker.
My sense is you're right, but we don't know.
We don't know.
And if it did, I think everybody would respond.
Oh, it'd be great. Fine with it. I'd be absolutely happy.
By the way, we're probably completely wrong about all this.
But
we're just speculating.
I personally like when he pulls his jersey to the side and he shows his heart. So
yes.
What I would want to see is him doing that. His face is intense. He's really excited.
I got a great story about that.
Okay.
Moment.
So when I'm, but also I wanted them to put a heart with a two inside of it on his heart. So as he's pulling his jersey, the two in the heart is right on there. You just kind of put that there.
It's nice.
And incorporate the energy. And it also shows a huge moment in his career.
Yeah. So Ryan Walker, my friend, who's in Imagine Dragons, sent me this picture and said he thinks this would be a great Kobe statue, which is him
holding
leaning back,
out.
Pulling the jersey with the, I don't know what moment that was from his career, but it's a really cool
moment. He's highlighting Lakers.
Holding the Lakers jersey out. So that's one. Right. Anybody back in the studio have one?
Yeah. Laura, do you think it'll be one of our three, or do you think it'll be something different?
So I would love something with Gigi, but maybe the fist pump, like, when he was
he made against Phoenix.
That's a great one.
Brian, what are you rooting for?
I'm rooting for a signature fadeaway. I want to see the fadeaway out there.
Ooh,
Any of these would work. This is impossible to screw up. This is going to be whatever they decide will totally work.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
What was your story about the pulling of the jersey?
Okay, so that was after he brought them back from the dead against Phoenix in a playoff game. And our friend Vic the Brick Jacobs.
Oh, yeah.
Right behind him.
We love Vic the Brick.
Was right behind him in his fez, you know, with and his Lakers poncho.
Yep.
And
yep.
The Laker PR director, John Black, was so mad at Vic that he weaseled his way onto the court that he threatened to ban him for like a month, just saying, you know, you can't run on the court. Your press pass doesn't do it. And, you know, Vic is really one of the nicest guys you will ever meet.
Oh, he's such a sweetheart of a guy.
And so many people went to John and went, you can't do it to Vic. It'll crush him.
Yeah.
And Vic was, JB, I'm so sorry. I feel terrible. So he eventually worked his way back into full-time press credential status, and John eventually forgot.
Oh, that's
but
so
John
funny.
Was so mad.
But he's a part of that now. Whenever you think of that picture, you see Vic the Brick and the purple and the
which
gold.
Which is, I think, what in secret Vic kind of wanted.
Of course.
But I always think of Vic when I think of that pose. So if the statue is that, Vic will take a picture with him standing behind it and send it out to everybody.
That's awesome. I just think that the statue should be something that when you're looking at it, and I heard somebody else say, maybe it was on Travis and Sliwa saying this as well, that you look at it like, that's Kobe. When you see the Shaq statue, he's dunking on it, and like that was his
fantastic
that's Shaq.
Yeah.
You know that. It has to be something that he did. So I love the fadeaway, Brian, but also there's a lot of fadeaways. Dirk Nowitzki's statue is of him fading away.
As it should be.
Of course.
Yeah.
But there's so many of them, I think it should be something that's specific to Kobe.
Kobe
Boy,
had Mace, a
look
lot,
at this,
though.
Look at this turnout.
I know. People
amazing.
Are here. Ready.
Yeah.
Ready.
Let's go, Knicks-O.
This is a tremendous turnout.
Yeah, Knicks-O.
At the Knicks-O Lounge at the East Central Hotel.
Giordano and Cap are coming up.
And coming up next is Game of Games. Game of Games, nobody has more than one.
Yeah, it's Bergman won, Sedano won, Pepe won, Beto won, and Ireland won. You won yesterday.
I won yesterday. So right. anybody on that list? Laura's got one, she says.
No, I don't. I wish.
She's just trying to weasel in
for a point.
But
no,
you,
Laura,
this could be your day because it's Bergman's game, and
all
it's
right,
coming up
go.
Next.
All right, before we do Game of Games, I can tell you where I'm going to be on Saturday. Saturday is poker day for me. I like going out to Commerce Casino and Hotel to play some poker every Saturday, and that is why I'm so excited about my new partnership with Commerce Casino and Hotel. This is, and I'm not kidding, it's a fact, the largest poker room in the world. Largest poker room in the world. I generally have pretty decent luck at Commerce Casino and Hotel. But ups and downs and all that stuff. I'm hitting the tables on Saturday like I always do. Get this. Commerce Casino gave away over $1 million in promotions in January alone. They're going to give away $20 million in promotions in 2024. L.A. Poker Classic going on right now. Believe me, I'm going to play in that. That's through March the 3rd. I will see you at the tables at Commerce Casino and Hotel. And don't forget, also the home of Mandy's 3. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's only a kick, a jump, a block, it's only a serve, it's only a tackle, a run, it's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
All right, here we go. It is Game of Games time. Joining us right now is the great Scott Kaplan.
Hey now! Hey now! What a crowd.
On 2-8-24.
What a crowd.
Great crowd.
You guys, you got to understand something. I want to welcome everybody here to my downtown L.A. crib.
Oh, yeah, this is where
Because I live here. I freaking live here. You guys are in my
That's
crib
true.
Right now.
Yeah,
right?
No one. And so Cap's going to play Game of Games with us. It's Bergman's game. And, Greg, what do you got?
All right, so it is. There are a bunch of statues outside. This is a game about the statues.
Okay.
I have a bunch
okay.
of questions about that.
And very apropos.
Yes, there are multiple choice questions okay. about them. All right. So, number one, how many statues, including Kobe's, are outside of crypto? Is it A, 12, 10 or 11, Cappy?
11.
John?
I'm going to go 12.
Mason?
Are they counting that King's Monument that
no,
they
no,
have
no.
out there?
Statues.
Statues. I will say 12 also.
Laura?
I should go with the crowd, but I'm going to say 10.
And Brian?
I'm going to go 11.
There are 12.
Yeah.
Oh, 12 we
did you know in Ireland, or was that a guess?
It was a guess. So it was just me and you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So because people forget that there are king statues
yes.
out there.
Yes.
So it's not just Laker Greats outside. How many Kings players have statues outside? How many Kings players? Is it A, 2, B, 3, or C, 4, Ireland?
2.
Mason?
3.
Laura?
Those, 2.
Brian?
At 2.
And Cappy.
I'm also going to.
It is 3.
Damn.
Who are the
Mason
three?
Got that. So
Wayne Gretzky, Luke Robitaille.
And the next person on the list, Dustin Brown.
Dustin Brown.
Oh, that's right.
Dustin
that's
Brown
right.
has a statue.
Yes.
It's not a, they haven't revealed it yet, have they?
Yes,
oh,
they
I
have.
Think so.
So Dustin Brown's statue was put outside crypto last February.
Oh,
yeah.
God.
All right.
What year Dustin did Brown. Brown, what year?
A year too late, Laura, a year too late.
Wow, disrespect Dustin Brown.
So
wow.
What year did Brownie start with the Kings? So what was his year that he started? Mason, is it 2003, 2006, or 2000?
2000.
Laura?
2006.
Brian?
03.
Cappy?
I'm also going 03.
And Ireland.
06.
It is 03, so Kathy yes. and Ryan are on the
yes.
board.
Yes, on the board. Know
that's
my hockey.
Zero.
Okay.
Yeah, you are. You've been watching enough hockey lately,
right.
Cappy.
So. I'm into the Kings now.
All right. Number four, Oscar De La Hoya is one of three non-athletes with a statue.
Wait a minute. What do you mean? Boxers aren't athletes?
Non-athletes?
Yeah, I said Oscar's a non-athlete. Whatever.
Wow, the disrespect.
Team sport. Team
sport.
Greg.
Don't make fun of me out there.
Greg. 0-2, Kobe Davis. You chose against Kobe.
Rough.
Now you're coming after Oscar.
We're
not going
on
man.
With the question.
Yeah, okay.
Non-athlete.
Crowd's
okay.
on. Go ahead.
Team
ahead.
Sport.
Yes. Okay.
Team sport. Athlete.
Non-athlete.
What year? I wrote that wrong. What year was his statue built? Was it 2003, 2011, or 2008, Laura?
Dude, I don't know. 2008.
Brian.
2011.
Cappy.
Ilum.
John.
What is that?
That's 11.
That's 11.
I'm yeah.
Cappy's. All right, let me try. Yo.
Yeah, good.
And Mason.
I am going to say 08.
It was 08.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
So that was Laura.
I got
Mason's,
it.
Mason's got the leader.
What's
He's
the score?
Got, Mason has three. Everybody else has one.
All right, I only have nine one. In the tiebreaker. This is number five.
Okay.
Bob Miller is one of two broadcasters with a statue. What is Bob doing in his statue? Is he A, sitting at a desk with the mic in front of him, B, standing with a headset mic calling a game, or C, standing with a mic in his hand? Mm. Brian.
Let's go mic in his hand, standing.
Cappy.
I actually know this one. It is standing mic in his hand.
Ireland.
Oh, is Cap trying to head fake me? I'm trying to remember if he has a headset. I'll go with standing with a mic.
Mason.
Standing with a mic.
And Laura.
I'm going to go with standing with a mic.
It is standing with a mic. Yes, okay. He is.
Everybody got that?
Nice. Everybody got that one.
Okay.
That was
whatever. How many are left?
I have four more.
All right, so Mason's got to go first because he's got a 2-point lead on everybody.
Okay. Elgin Baylor has a statue. What was the most points per game that he averaged in a season? Is it A, 38.3, B, 29.6, or C, 34.2? 38-3. Let's go back to Cappy.
34.
30. Ireland.
It's 38.
Okay. Laura?
Damn.
38.
Why don't you tell me that?
And Brian?
38.
38.3 is the right answer.
Yeah.
That was the only year that he was over 30, by the way.
Oh, is that right?
He was 29, and it was the highest before
he
that.
He also averaged 19 rebounds a game that year.
Wow.
That's crazy.
Yeah. I figured you'd know that one. Number seven, Chick Hearn's statue is one of the cooler statues where he's behind a desk and you can take a picture next to him. What year did he start his broadcasting career with the Lakers?
Advantage Ireland.
Yeah, Mason goes first. Have me go left.
Okay. Yeah. Mason, is it 1960, 1961, or 1962?
60.
Laura.
What were the three?
60, 61, or 62?
61.
Brian.
I'm going to roll 62.
Cappy.
I can't believe me and Brian have been together the whole day. I'm going 62.
What's the right answer, Ireland?
60. Mason got it.
It's not right. It's 61.
Oh.
1961 is the correct answer.
Wait, who got it?
With the Lakers.
You did.
I had a minute. That's what it says right here.
But hold on. That season started in 1960 and rolled into 61.
It says 61.
I thought it rolled into 62, and I thought I got it right.
Jake Hearn says, longtime Lakers broadcaster, 1961 to 2002.
Wait, did I get it? Huh. Who got it?
Okay.
I got it.
Yeah, Laura got it.
Laura got it. Laura
and
got
who
it.
Else, who
we're
going to
go by. That's what the answer is.
Mason.
No, wait. Who else got that besides Laura?
Anybody? Oh, no, that's it. Just Laura.
Just Laura.
Okay, so Laura is within one. How many are left?
Two.
There are two left. Cappy's out.
Come on.
Sorry.
Brian and I are barely hanging on, and Laura's one back.
All right, number eight. Who was the very first statue placed outside of Crypto, formerly Staples Center?
Yeah.
So it is Staples Center.
Yeah.
But it's Crypto. Was it A, Magic Johnson, B, Wayne Gretzky, or C, Oscar De La Hoya?
Mace.
Magic.
Magic. Laura.
I have to go opposite, right? So Gretzky.
Brian.
I'll also go Gretzky.
And
I think he's got it, but I'll go Gretzky.
Gretzky is the right answer.
Oh!
Are we tied up here?
Whoa. Laura and Mace are tied. Brian and I are one back.
This is the last one.
Okay.
All right. So, and of course, the city of Los Angeles GOAT, Kobe Bryant, is about to have his statue unveiled. According to Basketball Reference, which one of these names is not one of his nicknames?
Okay.
A, Little Flying Warrior, B, Flight Lord, or C, the Eighth Man?
Which these are Kobe Bryant.
These are Kobe Bryant
nicknames
on Basketball Reference. The Little Flying Warrior, Flight Lord, or the Eighth Man.
Which one is?
Which one is not?
Oh, it's not.
I made one of them up.
They all.
Yeah, they all sound weird.
What was the third one?
The third one was the Eighth Man.
I'm going to go Eighth Man.
Okay, Laura?
Same, Eighth Man.
John, you have to go different.
Yeah, we have to go different. Brian and I have to go different. Yeah. So it's between Little Flying Warrior
and Flight Lord.
I'll say Little Flying Warrior is the fake one.
Brian.
I'll also go Little Flying Warrior.
Oh, you guys had your chance. It was Flight Lord.
Oh! Flight Lord. So it comes down to Mason, Laura, and the tiebreaker. Brian and I are out.
Okay, yeah. So, by the way, his nicknames are on here. It's Black Mamba, KB24, Vino, Showboat, Little Flying Warrior, the Eighth Man, and Lord of the Rings.
Lord of the Rings.
I've never heard of most of them.
I've not heard a lot of those.
I like Lord of the Rings.
So, according to Wikipedia, how many NBA awards did Kobe win?
Oh, we have to write this down, right?
Yeah, you have to write it down. So it's between, and Laura, you can go first. Tell me when you have it.
Are you kidding, including titles?
No, NBA awards.
NBA awards.
Titles.
Okay, got it.
Wait, actually, it might actually include the titles. Crap. Hold on. Where is it? Let me just, I believe it is including titles. It is.
All right, so write down a number, Mace. Write down a number, Laura.
I have it. I'm putting it up on
YouTube. Laura, what'd you write down?
What'd you get there?
14.
Mace?
9.
Oh, my God. You guys are crazy. You're talking about NBA Finals MVP, most valuable player.
Oh, I forgot about all those categories.
18
yeah.
times All-Star.
Oh, Laura
it's
wins.
61.
Yeah!
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's 18 times All-Star.
I was just adding rings on the board. Rings, MVPs, and a couple of DPOIs.
I called it, okay?
All NBA second team, two-time All-NBA third team, nine-time
NBA. Well, I didn't know you were including that.
I said NBA award.
Second team.
Doesn't oh, my matter. God. It's why are you making so many excuses already if you're getting it wrong?
Making excuses?
Waylon Jennings
no wonder
is
you're
ready
Waylon
to walk
Jennings.
Out.
I'm not Waylon Jennings.
Yeah, you're ready to go.
I am not Waylon. Whoa, you want me? I'll
there
I'm
it is.
Here.
You're Waylon Jenningsing right now.
Yeah. All right. So
I'm still here.
This is funny.
Yeah.
One of our loyal listeners, a guy named Ed Hart.
Oh, yeah. Ed's great.
And so one year, Ed, he was running a minor league baseball team in Fullerton.
Yeah.
And Ed sent me a text after we told the Waylon Jennings story. And one time he invited Mason and I down. Mason was going to sing the national anthem.
Nice.
And I threw out the first pitch.
Right.
So I go out and I throw out the first pitch. And then Mace walks out to sing the anthem. And somebody in the booth didn't know that there was a live anthem singer and played a tape.
Oh, no.
So Mason didn't get to sing.
I'm standing here like this, getting ready.
And you know what he did, George?
Walked up.
Stormed out.
Well, who wouldn't?
Well, full Waylon Jennings.
Why did you lip sync?
What you should have done is let them play the anthem and then
sing it again.
Or just lip sync it.
Yeah, but
that was like a band.
Do you think any of us would have walked out after that? Me or
I think you left the game.
You sing it.
You didn't stay for the minor league game. You left.
I stayed for about 3 minutes.
I wasn't going to stay for the minor league game. I didn't even know what team I was singing for.
So you actually left the entire deal. You didn't leave the field.
But I didn't storm. You're saying I stormed out.
I'll read what Ed Hart wrote.
I just didn't watch the game. I was like,
I trust Ed Hart as a good source.
I don't know who this team is. I don't know what I'm watching. I don't know who's playing.
How'd they get
Why
you down
am
there?
I staying? Because we know Ed.
All right. Oh. When we screwed up on the anthem back in 07, Mason didn't stick around. He said, I'm out of here.
Well, wait a minute. I didn't stick. Did you stick around?
Yeah, for
complaining. What was the team?
Fullerton Flyers.
See, no, I don't even know who that is.
Right. That's
because
you're
you stormed
Jennings.
Off.
Oh,
God.
Should have hung out.
That was such an awful moment for Ed Hart.
Ed felt terrible. Yeah, Ed felt terrible.
Ed felt awful. I love Ed. All right, let's hit the Super Stager.
I'm going to get my glass.
You're up. Hey! Very good.
Yeah, there you go.
Awesome. Yeah. Awesome. That's great.
Nice. Yes. Good job, my man.
Yeah.
There you go.
Good job. You see, you got to give the honors.
I agree.
When you have a big crowd like we have here today at Nixo at the
Time
East Central.
Time to play. Yeah.
Right. You have a big crowd. You're like, hey, who wants the honors? This guy was the first guy to say, I want the honors. He got the love boat.
So, Happy, you're dressed really nice today.
You know what I love about this? Is that a sport coat or is it part of a suit? It's connected. Yeah. Is it a sport coat or part of a suit?
No, just a sport coat.
I love the lining of this coat. It kind of makes it.
It looks like it's from the Morales collection.
It might be.
Yeah, I mean, you've got a very distinguished look, I think. It's a good look.
I feel like today you're about to get happy. Chris Ward's here from the Green
Cross. Oh, Chris Ward in the house. Chris Ward is in the house.
And he's got
my brother. My brother.
We love this guy.
Look at this.
Weed for everybody.
We don't have to put him on video right now.
Weed for everybody.
Yes. Excellent.
It's always great to see Chris.
Shidano.
Yeah.
I was looking for a place to crash for a few hours before the game.
This is an interesting dilemma. I'm curious, George, what you will recommend Mace does.
So I'm like, maybe there's an empty room. I can crash till 6:30 and go over to the game when the game's ready to start, all that. And Cappy goes, you can use my room. And I said, did you have it cleaned? He said, no. I'm not staying in Cappy's room.
Now, hold on.
Now, is there a double bed?
I want to add to the story. Earlier today, Morales sends me a text, and he said, hey, Mace is looking for a place to crash in between his show and going to the game.
Yeah.
Why do you need to crash?
Because I want to crash.
Morales.
I got work to do.
Right. Morales already has checked out of the East Central.
Okay.
My room, which yesterday I had cleaned.
Uh-huh.
I got back last night after about halftime of the Clipper game.
Yep.
I went to sleep. I woke up this morning. I've been at 7:10 since, 7:30, 8 o'clock this morning.
Right.
I worked there this afternoon.
Yeah.
The place is, I'm telling you,
is
spotless.
Is the bed made?
It's like pulled up. I didn't have the cleaning people didn't make it.
No.
I pulled it up.
No. But if you're just going to work, what do you need the bed
right.
for?
Why do you care?
Because it would crash on the bed.
No, you sit at the desk.
Yeah, if you're going to do work.
What work
are you actually going to do?
I've got all kinds of podcast stuff I got to work on.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean,
if you're going to do that, just go back to the office.
Mace, I
just want to be relaxed.
Listen to me. I cleaned the room knowing that you were coming.
You cleaned the room.
I took the hotel hand lotion and put it back in the bathroom.
Wow.
Rather than have it by my bed.
I mean, Lord knows what he did with
the hand
lotion.
Right, so that you don't think I was doing something with the lotion.
Exactly.
Yeah. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Now, Mace, I will make one admission to you.
Okay, admit.
I do sleep in the buff.
Oh, God.
I
was naked on those sheets.
Overdone. I don't even want to visualize.
You sleep naked in a hotel?
Yeah. Mm. You don't?
Yeah, I don't either.
Mm. You sleep naked at home?
No, not really.
I never sleep naked.
Oh, yeah. I'm naked all the time.
It's cold.
Yeah, it's cold.
Exactly. It doesn't matter how cold it is. I sleep naked all the time.
Yeah, good for you.
Butt naked.
Yeah.
Now, I will tell you this.
Okay.
I only slept naked on the left side of the bed. The right side of the bed, I promise
you, I'm out.
Completely clean.
I'm so out.
Completely clean.
I'm so out.
I folded the towels in the bathroom if you wanted to shower.
100% out.
Oh,
if
my God.
If you didn't mention the
naked
stuff.
Do you have access to the TV building?
I was Mace. I was considering
it. They don't let me in there.
I was considering it until he mentioned the naked stuff.
Yeah, screwed it up with the naked
stuff. I have the key right here.
Hand it off to
I have
the same
key.
Guy that did the love boat guy go
I
up to
thought
your room.
I was doing you a favor, man.
Yeah.
I thought I was doing you a favor. Room 906. I thought it was all
just,
for you.
Just use Bergman's office. If you're going to do work.
Go ahead. No one's in there.
Yeah, okay.
I'll be here.
See?
I'm still going to get a room at the
I don't understand.
I'm going to crash out.
He wants to sleep.
He doesn't want to sleep.
Right.
I want to cry. I sit in the bed. I work on my computer. I do my work. That's how I work.
I can't work.
Let's
get back to something important.
Yeah, like this. Have either one of you seen The Greatest Night in Pop?
Oh my God.
I haven't finished it yet, but I got
amazing.
To the Waylon Jennings part.
Now, is Mason not Waylon Jennings?
Yes, 100%.
Well, I am not Waylon Jennings.
In this equation, okay, when Stevie Wonder, and I don't mean to blow it for anybody, but I'll give a small detail.
Yeah.
Stevie Wonder is nowhere to be found.
Right.
Michael Jackson's trying to call Stevie Wonder. And he wouldn't call him back.
And
Lionel Richie. And nobody has cell phones. Nobody has email. And they're trying to get a hold of Stevie Wonder because they want Stevie to help write the song.
Yes.
Stevie shows up that night thinking he's there to write the song.
Song's already done.
Done. So now Stevie starts to insert himself.
I want some Swahili in here.
Exactly. And Waylon Jennings is like, guys, it's getting late. We're not really doing a lot of recording. It's getting hot in here. Right. And the producers, what was the producer? Not Quincy Jones, but who was the other producer?
Ken Cragen.
No, not him. The other one that explained to Stevie that in Ethiopia they don't speak Swahili, so it's not actually a good idea. I don't remember who the producer was. And so Waylon Jennings kind of gets pissed.
Yeah.
And he's like,
you know what?
I'm out of here. He stormed out.
I'd be there.
You stormed off the field in Fullerton.
You stormed off the field.
There you go.
Yeah, 20 years ago.
See, now we're bringing in some grub here.
Oh, now
we're central.
No, the food never shows up when you're here.
We're bringing.
I didn't even get a drink.
I literally have not eaten one calorie of food today, and I'm like, we're going to start ordering it up.
Yeah, good for you, man.
Yeah.
Eat up.
Yeah, we're going
to. So, Ireland, when you go to the game, it will be a normal – I mean, obviously, the unveiling is at 3:30.
Right.
But will there be any pregame ceremony, anything like that?
Everybody that's going to the game is getting a shirt. They're giving out shirts to everybody. And the imaging throughout the game will be Kobe-related.
Right. That makes sense.
And the game starts at 7. There's no, pregame, get in your seats by 6:30, anything like that.
No, I can actually share this with people. This is inside information.
Got it.
The game will not tip until 7:15 at the earliest.
That's right, because it's the second game of the
TNT doubleheader. Yeah. They sent me to run a show, It's 7:15, and George will understand this.
Unless you have a slide.
If there's not a slide.
Yeah, right.
So they are allowed to slide the game up to 10 minutes if the first game runs late. I don't know what the first game is. Do you?
I don't either.
Yeah.
Ace, are you going to, like, change your gear? Or are you
no,
dressed?
This is me.
Okay. Now, are we going to go to Hyde tonight, you and me?
Yeah, I'll go to Hyde.
Okay, we got to go see.
I mean, I'm not dressed.
Are you
going
to go to the Lexus Club and pay for his $75
No.
Price?
Why not? But I might go to the Lexus Club and pay my own $75.
Okay.
I've never eaten at the Lexus Club.
Let's go. Let's
All
go
right,
to the Lexus Club tonight.
I'm in.
All right.
Yeah, you meet Cates.
All right, go back to the greatest night in pop for
yeah.
a second.
Oh,
you made the point about Waylon Jennings.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
you know that somebody told me today, and I think there's an age discrepancy. A younger friend of mine today, 35 years old, told me, completely overrated documentary.
Uh-huh.
Right. Well, because he doesn't know any of the characters.
Because, none of those people, he wasn't born when all those guys were huge stars.
I can tell you specifically, Juan fell asleep. Not his era.
Juan liked it
Juan's
as much
10 years
as
younger.
Because I didn't think Laura would know who any of those people were, but she loved it.
I got to tell you, man, I thought...
You either have to be a music connoisseur, like lover, if you're young, like someone who is an old soul a little bit about music.
Or you live through it.
Or someone who's old enough. I was seven, but I knew who all those people were at that time.
See, I was a DJ when this record came out. It was a gigantic deal, and all those artists were like at their peak.
Yeah.
This was Purple Rain,
Cyndi Lauper was there instead of Madonna. I heard you guys talking about this, because she won the Grammy. And that was the deciding factor.
It was an American Music Award.
Here's
an interesting side note. Cyndi Lauper's boyfriend at the time heard the song because they sent out cassettes to everybody. Yeah. And her boyfriend goes, "Don't go. It's horrible. It's not a good song at all.
Yeah.
And they never really explained why she went regardless.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Well, probably because of FOMO. When you saw the other people that were going, it was like,
I'm not missing out on that.
Springsteen, Michael Jackson, Daryl Hall. I mean, come on.
It's on Netflix, by the way, and I am not Waylon Jennings. When you watch the show and see Waylon Jennings, do not think of me. But do think of Chris Morales when Al Jarreau gets loaded.
You know what? Maybe Mace is right.
Could be both. No, two things can be true at once.
Exactly. Yeah, two things can be true.
Exactly.
He can be Jarreau, but you're definitely Waylon Jennings.
Mace,
you would be absolutely the first person.
By the way.
I'm not in on this.
Yeah.
But maybe not.
Sorry about that.
But just maybe not.
To say I'm not in on this.
All right, but maybe not. Wait, what if I throw another idea at you, John?
Okay.
Maybe instead of Mace being Waylon Jennings, maybe he's Sheila E.
Like we used you to get
we
to Prince?
We used him to get to who?
Who were we getting to?
No, she just felt very insulted.
Like she should.
She didn't feel like she was there.
She was super disrespectful.
Mason one time got so mad he walked out of a show.
When?
I think he was mad at you.
Oh, it was the McVay?
Yeah.
Yeah, you are Waylon Jennings. You walked out too.
No, he didn't.
He literally said to me,
"This." He after we were done, he said, "It's a really good bit. Keep it going." And you said, "I don't think it's a good bit." And stormed off.
And you lost a friend.
Oh, you lost a friend.
Right.
Day. That's right.
Of course you're Waylon Jennings.
I have my ups and I have my downs.
Okay.
Like Waylon Jennings.
They got you on a double Waylon Jennings here. I tried to save you with Sheila E.
I know. I don't want to be Sheila E. She was just there so they could get Prince.
Although you'd be really good on the drums.
Be good on the drums. Yeah. She was at her peak, too.
Yeah.
A Glamorous Life was out right then.
She's a pain in the ass, by the way.
You've got a thing with her.
Sheila and I have a thing.
But
there's so
Prince.
Many people you have things with.
I know. It's a long list. I don't know why that is.
Yeah, you have a long. I've got a very short list. You've got a long
there's
list.
There's a Twitter account called at Radio Michael, which is a big Michael fan.
At Radio Michael fan, yeah.
Right, yeah.
He's keeping track of Cappy's
list. And he keeps a list of Cappy's list. Like 25 people.
Right.
I don't know how you live like that, man. Buried those hatchets.
Well, I heard what you guys were saying earlier about Shaq and Kobe and how the hatchet was buried.
Be like that.
Well, I would love to. I mean, if I were able to see Sheila
Is there anyone you wouldn't bury the hatchet with that you have no interest in burying the hatchet with?
Probably Dean Spanos.
Dean
Spanos.
Probably Dean Spanos.
What about the guy who works at ESPN Radio?
Joe Fortenbaugh?
Yeah, no. Because you don't even know.
I don't even know the guy.
Yeah.
And honestly, I keep thinking to myself, he does these Instagram lives where he does betting stuff.
And you should just
And I keep thinking, I'm going to jump into one of these Instagram lives and give him a hard time.
Don't do that.
Do not agitate.
Call him a name and tell him I'm going to kick his little ass. How about that?
Do not agitate.
Let's move on.
Yeah, Bergen's like, we don't.
Bergen gets
sensitive corporate information. Right, yeah.
He is a person.
Keep eating pizza, Bergen.
Let's just move on.
Keep eating pizza pie.
Moving on.
It's really good.
It's a nice looking flatbread here at the East Central.
So,
it is
John,
a good flatbread.
Are you surprised they didn't do anything, the Lakers?
A little. I thought they would do something around the margins, but
with those second round picks.
Yeah, they. But when I looked for what people went for, like Buddy Hield went for like two players and 3 second.
Kelly Olynyk went for a first.
Yeah. So yeah. I just think that there were more buyers than sellers, and that kind of shut the Lakers out.
What?
Yeah. But I didn't want Russell to get traded, so I'm happy.
Yeah,
me too.
What did the Knicks get from – what did they give up?
They
for
traded a bunch of young players. Quentin Grimes and like two or three young
I loved
players.
What the Knicks
and picks, second-round picks.
And a bunch of second-round picks for Bogdanovich and Burke.
The amazing thing is they sort of redid their roster without giving up a number one pick.
Was Malachi Flynn part of that trade?
Yes, okay. Malachi Flynn went there. How did you know that?
Yeah.
Come on, man.
So you're rocking it. When did you start?
Mean? What do you mean? How did I know that? I'm getting closer.
You're an insider.
Closer to what?
He's not an insider. He's not an outsider anymore. Right. I said he's an orbiter.
Yeah.
He's orbiting the inside.
I'm trying to get close to the inside.
Right. Well, we actually should let you guys talk because your show is getting usurped at 3:30 to carry the Kobe statue.
Yes.
Right.
What's that?
They keep going to 20. You can leave. They go to 20.
Okay.
Hey, one thing I forgot to mention is Game of Games is brought to you by our friend Jacob Imrani. Don't forget, if you're involved in any kind of accident, you want Jacob. 844-24-JACOB. That's 844-24-JACOB. Or go to calljacob.com. We'll have the unveiling live, and we'll have the commentary from Shidano and Cap. I'll tell you where I will not be for the next couple
not
of hours.
Not in Cappy's room.
Not in Cappy's room.
Here's the king. Room 906.
Keep it. See you tomorrow at 1, 710 ESPN.